Hi, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. This is Stephanie with Women Who Secure, and today's special guest is Courtney.
Hi, everybody. Courtney here.
So Courtney and I have a special story, and we low-key go way back since school.
Unknowingly, it's actually really crazy. Like pre-COVID, like it's Indianapolis is a very small city. And if you don't believe that, trust me, this story will change your mind.
Yeah, it's very small, and I think that it's amazing that we've reconnected. I wanted to bring her on. She's been such a supporter from day one, and yeah, I'm getting to know Courtney just as you guys are listening in. Courtney, start off, like, girl, what are you doing? What are you up to? What inspired you? I want to hear it all.
Okay, so this is going to be a long story, but I will make it as short as I can. So
We got the time.
That is true. So I will tell you a little bit about myself. So yeah, my name is Courtney. I currently work for a company called Deloitte, which is a consulting firm, and I am there in their cyber risk program.
Okay, so I know about Deloitte. I've had friends at Deloitte.
Okay. Okay, and are they in cyber as well?
Yes. Well, they were. Yeah.
Okay, interesting. I'm wondering where they went for their exit opportunities. That's always one of my first questions is what did they do after Deloitte? Because and at least if they're local, for here, I don't know. Well, I'm pretty ignorant in terms of the tech scene here. But that is another one of my questions. Like, what do people do after they work?
Right.
But yes, so I work for Deloitte. I work in their cyber risk department. So I'm a cyber risk consultant. And I actually do, I'm a government contractor. So I work for a government agency and do a lot of compliance work. I do have a technical background. So hopefully I do get into the more technical side. So ethical hacking, doing like being like a vulnerability analyst or that type of stuff. So threat hunting, that type of stuff.
I love it.
You actually were the one of the people, like, I'm not even trying to say this just because we're on this podcast. You were one of my major influences because you do the honest dark web search for missing people.
Oh,
you did
OSINT.
That during COVID
OSINT.
At least.
Yes.
Yes, my bad. That's how you know I'm like a beginner still.
You
but
got it. It's okay.
So once you did that, I was like, you know, this is like, I always wanted to work in the government space anyway to like kind of help out in any way that I can. But as you know, it takes a lot. It takes a village for that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I really wanted to do that. I thought what you did was so cool. And you're also an ethical hacker as well, right?
I am. Yeah, I got certified in ethical hacking and it was a great certification to get. I have my Security Plus. You said you have a technical background, right? Can we start off with telling them where you went to school, like what you studied?
Yes. So I went to IUPUI, which stands for Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis. So, but I went more specifically to the IU side of it. So I got my master's in health informatics, which really doesn't sound that technical.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
yeah.
It's very random. It is very random. But okay, so I actually have like an interesting background itself, which once I tell you about it, you're going to be like, okay, that makes sense why you had to do health informatics. Because during my undergrad, I actually studied, girl, let me tell you, I got a long education. This is crazy.
I love
but
it.
I started out as nursing. So I was doing nursing for 3 years and I just like couldn't do it. I knew I just hated it. I wasn't happy. So I switched to something, a very random, like health sciences degree my last year so I can graduate early. And then after that, and I went to Marion College, which is a local school here in Indianapolis. And with that, I had like a semester to feel, to figure out like, what did I want to do? Because there's no jobs in, as for what I wanted to do for my undergrad, but I knew I wanted to get into tech, and IUPUI with their health informatics program, it offered like the perfect amount of like programming, which is what I wanted to learn. And I took a couple classes during my undergrad and I realized that I'm really interested in it. And even in high school, they had like this is before the trend of, you know, putting STEM in high school, at least for where I went to school, girl, because it's nothing.
Were you born and raised here?
I'm actually born and raised in the Chicago suburbs. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But not
Okay.
Indy. But yeah, so I went there, and then so I wanted to do something, so that's why I went to IUPUI for health informatics, and I ended up loving it. I seriously miss IUPUI so much. I met so
I
many
know,
awesome
me
people.
too. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm
I
surprised you
can't
haven't gone
believe we didn't
back.
meet.
Girl, listen, well, here's the thing. I went later on, so I think you may have graduated already, but
So I
still from.
graduated 2018. When did you?
So I graduated from IUPUI in 2019. So that is, but I only went there,
Huh.
I would know, 2020. But I was only there for 1 year. It's very weird. But
Oh,
still,
okay.
it's crazy that we didn't, you didn't come back for any alumni events. Or
No, I
did you?
didn't. I know. I mean, I speak like every now and then for the cybersecurity club. Like I still speak to some of the classes, but wow, you did nursing for 3 years. Like that's a big chunk of your life. How do you feel that that has shaped you to who you are today? Like it's, I know it's maybe, you look back and you're like, oh, it maybe like wasn't the best decision. Like it would have backtracked me. Like, how do you feel now about like what made you choose nursing? 'Cause I was nursing too, but I
Okay.
didn't pursue it. So like,
Okay, that's
yeah, I
crazy.
chose because all throughout high school, just like you, I was like trying to go to the medical field, be a nurse, and my major was nursing before I did computer graphics, and then it
Oh
changed.
my God.
I know, it's so funny.
That's
So,
crazy.
but you did it for 3 years. Like that's a long time. So what shifted you? What kind of told you this isn't for me anymore?
Well, I'm a really big advocate for mental health and taking care of your mental health first. And I don't know, going through nursing school just made me realize that I will not be happy doing this the rest of my life. And being a nurse is a very difficult job, not just on your
Yep.
body, but emotionally. You have to be a very compassionate person. And I just didn't, because I didn't like what I was doing, I didn't have that compassion that a nurse really needs. So I had like a long talk with my parents, multiple talks, and obviously like not to, dump this, but I mean, I think everyone goes through this in their life, like what am I doing? Like literally what am I doing with my life? So, kind of was going through it, I'll be honest, and I was just talking to my mom, and my mom was like, my mom was very, both my parents were very supportive, and they were just saying, okay, Courtney, like if you don't want to do nursing, like you have to kind of figure out what you want to do. But they were very much welcoming any like school break, if I wanted to go home to my parents' house just to, take a semester off to see. And so yeah, I just wasn't in the best mental state, so I had to make some decisions and figure out what I was good at and my passions and stuff like that. And I grew up in the technology era, as did you. So I think I grew up like mostly around a computer. So I had a lot of free time and learning how to code, HTML as a kid. I mean, I think I was a little young for MySpace. Maybe you had a MySpace, but my
I
parents
had a
were. Girl, okay, that's
MySpace.
crazy. My parents were not on the MySpace trend, but I still, maybe has stuck a profile here or there. But
Yeah.
that being said, I did learn how to code from there. I think that's everyone's first little coding gig. There was
Right.
another website called Stardoll where they had HTML coding as well, and I was really big into that. And
Stardoll, hold on. Is that the website where it was like Sims?
yes.
Oh
Okay.
my God, that is so funny.
And the fact
I
that you
did.
also know what that is hilarious too, because I've yet to meet somebody else who knew what that was,
I
except for
know
like people who
exactly
went to
what that
elementary
is. I
school
know.
with.
That's
That
so
is hilarious.
funny. That's
Yeah, that is
funny.
hilarious, seriously. So I just kind of, went on with it. And at least technology wasn't that big. Like at least I went to a Marian College. They did not have a computer science program like at all. And they just started it this year. So I'm really
Oh,
happy for them.
wow,
Yes.
nice.
Literally, super happy for them. So yeah, that's what kind of, got me. I know it's a long tangent, but that's what I kind of figured what I wanted to do and why I switched out of nursing. It just wasn't it for me.
Yeah, you know what's best for you, and I love that. I love that you still have that background. I think that everything is a life lesson, and especially with the nursing, there's so much to learn, and you're not gonna just forget about it. I think you're still gonna carry that knowledge on. What got you to Deloitte? I know that it's, from what I hear and what people know about is it's a consulting company. So you probably have, well, let me stop. You tell me about it.
Sure. So it is a consulting firm. They do, like, most people know it for like their accounting side. So they do like accounting, auditing, but they do have a tech consulting side. And actually, when I was in health informatics, and anyone who knows me knows that when I was a career fair fiend. Like, I was at every single career fair. And unfortunately, IUPUI, I don't know why, but Deloitte was not coming to IUPUI. Actually, I do know why. Because I think they only had like the resources to attend one IU fair, so they chose the Bloomington one, of course, for Luddy, which I don't blame them. But they came to like they would come, and I would say, listen, like, I'm going to work at Deloitte. I don't care. I wanted to work there because I have family members who work there. My sister's fiance works there, and they just hype it up. And even before all that, I know that they offer like amazing benefits. They're very supportive. And one thing about me is that I'm really about like having a diverse team and working with like many different types of people. Not only that, a company that values women and women's input. And really, Deloitte is one of those companies. I know it sounds very corny, and I'm sure a lot of companies say it, but they put actions behind their words. Like, they actively have women in leadership. And so that's really, really, really important to me. So that's why I picked Deloitte. But I was like a fiend. I was messaging people, and I actually got an offer during COVID, but they reinstated it. So that was slightly depressing for me.
Oh,
But I
wow.
kept trying. And I
Yeah.
girl, when I tell you, I have a crazy little path. I went into analytics and at a pharmaceutical company, and it just I
This
knew in
is
the back of
before
my mind.
Deloitte.
My first job
Okay.
outside of college, I went to a pharmaceutical firm doing analytics firm, a company doing analytics, and it just wasn't for me. I'm like, I knew I wanted to do cyber. I knew from when I was in health informatics, they had like an information systems course, health information systems for cyber. So I knew I wanted to do that. But I just kind of rushed through my master's program because
Yeah.
I was burnt out from school. I'll be
What
honest on that
gravitated
one.
you towards cyber? Like, what is it about cyber that really gravitates you towards that career?
I just think that okay, so I know this is very cliche and honestly quite corny, but I feel like there's one, so much that you can do, and two, like, you'll never have the same thing every single day. Like, it's very rare to have repetitive activities, or and it's also like kind of fun, like especially the technical route that I want to go. And you can definitely speak on this as well because you definitely know more than me. But in terms of like threat hunting or becoming an ethical hacker, like, I know the movies say, they're really cool. Like, if you think of a hacker, you probably think of someone behind in a dark room. Like, I know like all the memes, trust me. I follow a lot on Instagram. But yeah, so I want to do it because there's so many like avenues you can go in cyber. Two, I just find it to be interesting in itself. And at the time, it was not that, at least in my eyes, it wasn't that popular. So this was like right before everyone started to get into it, and which I'm really happy for. Like, trust me, we need as many people as we can. But as you know, getting that first entry, like the entry level job in cyber, is
Very
humbling.
hard. Yeah, very
Yeah,
hard.
humbling. Hard. It's honestly so hard. And so that's why I just accepted the analytics
Humbling
job
as
out
well. Yeah,
outside.
it's a challenge, but it's humbling.
Yes, trust me. It took me like 8 months to get a job outside of my graduation. So I accepted the first thing. And I was trying for cyber, but obviously I didn't have any certs at the time. And so it was hard to get in.
Once you have your first job out of college, was it hard to transition from that pharmaceutical company to Deloitte?
I'll be very honest.
Yeah.
For me, no. Because I was mentally ready. Like, I knew, like, I know it sounds, again, very cliche, very corny, but like, I was manifesting this. Like, I knew what I wanted to do, and I wanted to get into Deloitte. So the whole time that I was at the pharmaceutical company, I was saying, telling myself, talking to many Deloitte people, trying to get their, how's the work life stuff there? But overall, it was not a hard transition. However, there are some quirks, consulting firms that you don't really get outside of Consulting firm. So that was kind of hard to adjust to. But in terms of like the work, no, I was very much ready to get out of
Yeah,
pharmaceutical work.
you're very headstrong. It seems that you really know what you want, and I don't think it's very cliche to say you manifested it, right? I think a lot of people today will say, and you probably know this, Courtney, how bad people want to be in cyber, but are you really taking the actions? Are you really putting in the effort? So I think that's a really
Yes.
good point to say. How was it entering Deloitte? Like, honestly, was it, did you start seeing different things with corporate? Was anything outstanding to you or shocking, or were you pretty much like knowing, especially with your network and people around you that were already in Deloitte, right? Were you already pretty aware of how the environment was there?
Yes and no. So I did have like an idea of like how the project situation was going to be, but and like everyone tells you when you were going to consulting or like any big four company, they tell you like you're going to be working 67 hours, 70 hours a week, you're going to be working weekends. That has not been the case for me because I do government work. I only work 40 hours, 42 at the most. So, but aside from that, there are, like I said, other quirks that you have to get through. You have, like, I know it sounds very, again, cliche. You have to network within Deloitte for a project. Like, your first project is super, super, super hard because you don't know anyone. So, you kind of rely on the coach which Deloitte provides for you. They do provide you like a coach who advocates for you at year end, like for your promotion. They provide their network to you. They handle like all like the back end stuff, so like your expensing, like career guidance, stuff like that. But yeah, getting that first, project is like finding a job all over again. It's very hard, but at least you're in, once you're in, you're in. But finding that first project is hard. And trust me, we'll get into that, how I got into a cyber project with an analytics background and no cyber experience, because
Yeah, I'm so curious, okay, because just to be very candid here, right? I had a few friends at Accenture, which is another consulting company. And then I have some with Deloitte. I don't really remember their story, right? But every time I hear about a friend in a consulting business, it's hard. It's stressful. It's like you're chasing something. But I like, oh my gosh, I hats to you, girl. Like that's
thank you.
Chasing a project, like having, I think it teaches you a lot. And I'm like, wow, what if I started out like that, right? So it's like, I think it always, something's always going to shape a person, especially with whatever experience they're going through. So like, honestly, how is that process? And yeah, talk to us about how did you get that cyber project space with an analytical background?
Oh my goodness. When I tell you, okay, so as you know, like I consider myself to be pretty shy, introvert, but I knew for this job that I had to put myself out there. And being virtual, so they do have an office here in Indianapolis, but it's my team is, since it's a government, on a government project, they all sit in DC. So I did not know anyone here. And even before that, even my coach, she's in DC. I'm part of their GPS, government public service. So yeah, networking was hard. So I essentially, we have like an internal portal for projects where we can apply, and they have like the senior manager's name. So I was sending out invite after invite, like networking call, networking call, networking call. Like I probably did like 15 networking calls, and I wanted to stay in cyber. Like I was determined to get on a cyber project, and I was willing to tell the senior manager at the time, like whoever I talked to, like, hey, like I know I don't have the cyber background, but I am super, super, super interested in doing this and I will work hard. And they were like, oh my gosh, yes, join our team. So now that wasn't for everyone. That was for, a few. However, a lot of the ones that I interviewed for, I was kind of dumb and they were proposal work. So they weren't even finalized projects.
So you have
So
to interview for the projects.
yes, it's like a job all over again.
Wow.
Yes.
How do you reach out to them? Like, how do you reach out to that? Do you
Oh, I
email?
was
Do you set up a
bold.
call?
I was bold. I just set up a call. I sent them, and I didn't even know these people. I just sent them an email with an invite of saying like, hi, my name is Courtney. Attach my resume. My they call it like a DPN profile, like a Deloitte profile network resume, a little background
Okay.
about me.
Yeah.
So I was bold. I just straight up messaged them and said like, hey, I saw that you posted a you're looking for a consultant for X, Y, and Z project. Like, I'm really interested. Like, let's meet. I would meet with every single one of them, and every single person was super, super nice. But they're like, hey, like, we don't have the funding for this yet, yada, yada, yada. But the one that I got, I feel so blessed. Like, I got into this project. It's for, I don't know if I can say the name, but I'll just hold off on it.
Yeah,
But it's
probably
for a
not.
government agency. I'll hold off on it. But yeah, so it's for a government agency, and I got a job doing working on their common controls. So that was really
Wow.
interesting. Rewriting implementation statements, and maybe people don't know about that. I didn't even know what it was. I didn't even know what a common control was, but they're essentially security controls.
Is it pretty big? The
Yes.
size of, okay.
Yes, it's and we were doing like 325 of them. Luckily, I didn't do them all by myself. Like, I had
Oh
one thing.
gosh.
Yeah, girl, it was horrible. Like, not
Wow.
horrible, but it was a really good learning experience, honestly. Like, I
It's
told
just so
myself
much. Yeah.
so much, and I told myself every single day that I will not complain about this, because this is what I wanted. So I didn't want to crap on my blessing. So I was super, super happy to get this opportunity, even if it was writing implementation statements or doing more compliance work. Trust me, as you know, it's hard to get in. So I was going to take any opportunity that I could, seriously.
I love that for you. I'm so
Thank you,
happy
girl.
for you. That is
Thank you.
amazing. What size of like what how big is the group of people you're working on with the project at a time on this one
Okay.
particularly?
This one, the current one that I'm on, we have, oh my goodness. So we have probably 15. So I'm considered an ISSO. So it's an information system security officer. So we do a lot of like, we're like the police officers for the system owners. We
Ooh,
got to
I
make sure
love
that
that
they're audit.
name.
I
I
actually
love
got this from a
that.
teammate. I got this from a teammate because I'm like, I don't even know how to describe an ISSO when I'm talking like ISSO work. And he says, we're the police officers. We make sure that they're doing the right thing.
Yes,
So that's what I
yes.
do.
So do you feel that, or so are these people like there's 15 of you all wearing different hats? Are you one of the, let's quote, air quote, police officers? Is there only one of you?
No, so there is. So I do like a lot of things on the team, and there's like many ISSOs. Oh my God, we have like 30 plus systems under my agency. So we have like each ISSO has like five or six systems, which honestly is a lot, but they're working on hiring people or like pulling people, onboarding people. So yeah, it is a lot of work. But I do some ISSO work. However, I was very open with my manager, and I told him like, I do not want to do ISSO work, so please don't give it to me. But since I'm a team player, I said, if you guys need some help, you already know I'll help out. But I really don't want to do it, because when a system is an assessment, girl, you'll be working. That's the one time you will be working late nights and on weekends, and I get paid for 40 hours, so you will not catch me working overtime.
Yeah, I work more than 40 hours now. I work nights, I work weekends
Really,
sometimes.
Stephanie?
Yeah, so yeah, 'cause I'm a
You're
cybersecurity sales
senior.
engineer. Yeah. I mean, but it's my job's different. Like it's a whole that's a whole nother story.
Oh no, actually, I really do want to talk to you about what you do. And whenever you do have an opportunity, I would love to hear what you do,
Yes,
because this
we
is
have to
super
talk.
interesting.
It's a long, 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 long explanation because I wear many hats, but nonetheless, it's amazing.
I'm happy you're so positive about your job. That's really
I
important. I'm
am.
not even being
I would be
facetious.
honest and be like, I'm not happy. I hate it.
No, I'm happy for you. I love your positive attitude about it, because we have to do this 40 plus hours a week. So I'm happy that you
You have to
have
love
such a
what you do, right?
exactly. And I'm a firm believer in that, seriously, because if you don't, you'll be miserable, and you'll pass that like negativity on to your teammates, and nobody wants to be around someone who's so negative.
Exactly. Do you feel like you get along with your team? What's something that like you still feel is
Yes.
challenging working with multiple different people and personalities?
I think one thing that's really, really hard is that most of my team is in the DC area. So I was just talking about this with my senior today as well, because she recently moved away from the DC area to be closer to her family, in another state. And so we were talking about how hard it is to, develop camaraderie and keep morale high when your team is remote. Now, the DC team meets every Wednesday. They go for lunch, they chop it up. So sometimes it is hard when you know that like you don't really have that personal connection with your team, but I think I've learned to take it for what it is. And luckily, like I'm an introvert, but I'll put myself out there for when I need to. And luckily, I'm really, really close with my two senior colleagues, and both of them they're both so kind and welcoming. And even though I'm remote, they still include me in like literally everything.
Oh, I love that.
So yeah, no, and both of them are women too, so they totally understand the struggle of like being in a boys club, so type of industry. I know it sounds very cliche, like cyber and just tech in general is infiltrated with men, but it is 100% true.
It's very true. What is a challenge that you've ever faced with the opposite sex in the work environment? Have you faced any adversaries?
Yes, I have. And now it's not, they don't, I know they didn't do it on purpose, but I think that not all men, but I think maybe my team leads. They may see women, I feel they have a lot of empathy for people. They have a lot of understanding, and like some days aren't going to be better than others. And I don't know. I think my inner feminist is coming out, but I will say that I think men, not some men lead, male leads, they do lack empathy, especially for their team. They kind of are like the drivers. They just want to get it done, all situations aside. And women, they're like very much, I'll work with you to get it done. Like, tell me what you need and we'll work together to get it done. And so, yeah, but I mean, I actually did provide that feedback to both of my managers, and both of them are male. So they have been, putting their best foot forward and actually trying to be more empathetic to keep morale high, because this job can be taxing. Like it is, you are like having to do audit work, and I'll be honest, auditing kind of sucks sometimes. So it is important to keep that morale high, in my opinion.
Yeah, I really agree with that. What are the lengths of this project? Like different projects that you're on, how long are you working on
It seems like this contract keeps getting extended. So
them?
it was originally
Usually
supposed to
government
be,
things take a long time.
yes, I'm realizing that now, because I was sold a dream that this was going to be a short-term project, which again, I told you I'm not going to complain about. I'm very blessed to have this opportunity because it's so hard to get in, but it is taking a little longer than expected, and we did actually get a contract extension. So congrats to my senior manager on that. I know he was working really hard on that. But yeah, usually the first project that I was on, same government agency, different team, was really short. So from November to January. And so that's like what, 3 months? And so then the next one has been going on from January to now, and we got an extension to December, and I have a feeling we're going to get extended after that. So,
Oh,
but one thing
wow.
about Deloitte is, and I think all big fours is that when you're ready to roll off a project, or for a variety of reasons, they're very, very, very accommodating to having people roll off, and they're really about their people's career. Like I know it sounds very yeah, right type of situation, but no, they really are accepting if you want to roll off a project or do a different thing, or have the work fit your career goals. They are very much accommodating to that, and I can see that in my own daily work.
I think it's amazing that you never know what you're getting into, especially if you have multiple projects, right? What's one advice that you have for people that are in their careers? I think this is a good point because this is your kind of first tech position. Do you ever suffer or go through imposter syndrome? You might not feel like you know it all, or like you just feel like people around you are smarter. Like how do you cope with that?
Oh my God, Pretty much every single day. Every single day I struggle with imposter syndrome. Literally just had a call with my senior today saying like I don't know what I'm doing, and she literally reassures me every single day. Well, not everything every single day, but when I do need that, she says like literally nobody knows. Everyone fakes it till they make it. And yeah, I go through that all the time, especially not coming from a cyber background when everyone comes from a cyber background. And not only that, here is some real tea that people are not going to share. So Deloitte is considered a bit pretentious, at least like to outsiders, because they only really recruit from big schools. So like a lot of all my coworkers, not even exaggerating, are from schools like Virginia Tech, like Harvard, Stanford, like really, really, really good schools. And I did not go to a school like that. And there's no shame in going to IUPUI where I went. Obviously, we both, you know, it's an equal playing field as we both ended up at the same job, same pay, same job. I don't know about same pay, but, and you know, we both do the same thing. So sometimes I have to like talk myself out of it. And luckily, I have like a very supportive, you know, group of people that I can talk about this too, because that is a real, you know, fear of mine. Not only like not having like the cyber background that all these people did, but like going to these amazing schools where they had like internships at Google or Meta or like other places. So yeah, that's something that I'm still working on today, but it is a work in progress.
Yeah, I think that's very important to tell people too, especially, when you start out with your career and people have the feeling that they have more knowledge than you or they have more experience just because what school they went to, right? And Courtney and I probably have gone through this throughout IPY because people will say, "Oh, you go to like IPY, but what is that? Like you're not at IU, you're not at
Yes.
Purdue."
All the time.
And the thing is, we both have, you have an IU degree, I have a Purdue degree. We didn't spend as much. And that comes down to tuition costs, right? Especially if we were to go to IU, were to go to Purdue, it would be very expensive. Tuition's crazy.
Yes, agreed completely. Same degree that you get from the Lafayette campus that you would get
Yep.
from like I would get from the Bloomington campus, like again, you can see like it literally says IU on it. So yeah, I don't know why people shade it so much, but I think that these people are just haters because they probably have more student debt. That's my reasoning. Like honestly.
That's funny. So, Courtney, you're working at Deloitte and you've been there for about a year or two, right?
Correct.
What would be next career-wise?
So I am looking to stay at Deloitte long term. And one thing about Deloitte is that they do pay for all of your certifications and they have so many boot camps. So I am looking to get my certified ethical hacker certification down the road, you know, after those 5 years of experience, which they say that you need, getting my CISSP, and then just developing more cyber experience. And then, you know, maybe down the line, I do want to get into cyber consulting, like maybe opening my own firm or not firm, but company. But that'd be way down the line where I actually have experience or just doing like general freelancing because a lot of these small businesses are going to need like cyber on their side because businesses are going to get hacked, especially with e-commerce, you know, all that type of stuff. So down the line, I would love to offer my services to people or just do that type of stuff. But for now, I think I'm going to stay at Deloitte for the foreseeable future.
I love that. I love that. And, being with Deloitte, it won't even feel like you're with the company for so long, from what I hear, right? Because just
Yes.
like you said at the beginning, you're constantly having to apply for a project, which kind of feels like you're getting a new job. So that's really
Literally,
exciting. Yeah.
yes, I love it. And the fact that they're so, I know that like people, you know, companies may say like, oh, like the career, you know, you own your own career. Like, no, you
Yes.
at this company, you seriously own your own career. Like I said, you can switch projects, you can network with people, attend conventions, conferences, and you know, expand your network. That's really what it's all about. So that's what's going on so far.
That's exciting. And all those certifications. You got this, girl. I'm
And
excited for
thank
you.
you. I'm trying. I just got out of an AWS one, so that was like a full day, and I, not gonna lie, I felt a little bit brain dead, but I think after the other boot camps, like since I kind of have an idea of what to expect, I'll be definitely way more prepared.
What do you love learning about in cybersecurity? Like, is it the cloud? Because you said AWS. Is it compliance? What domain, right? What domain of security do you really enjoy?
So I really have a huge interest in cloud security, and I did express it to my manager. So I do have some cloud security experience from this project. So I'm in charge of all of the cloud, the CSPs, so the cloud service providers, just getting involved with cloud security in general. Because cloud, I have a personal like phrase or like an ideology that I truly feel like cloud is the future. Like everything is going to be on the cloud. So like I wanted to get in that. I have a huge interest, and if I can somehow put my little like CEH to use in there, I don't have it yet, but coming soon.
Coming
You know,
soon,
coming
loading.
soon. Literally, that's exactly the mood right now. Like it's actually
Yes.
loading, so I'm just pre mentally prepping for that. But yeah, so if I can somehow like put the two together, the hacking and cloud security, perfect. Like that would be amazing, but we'll
And you
see.
definitely can. You definitely can. I think I agree with you, right? I mean, most is already there in the cloud, but definitely in the future. Nothing is going to be on-prem anymore. It's all going towards the cloud, which is
Yes,
like, who's going to
it's
secure it? Who's
exactly. And these people who work in the IT, like IT itself, like I mean, like on-prem IT
Yeah.
people, it's always so funny to see like the IT rooms and like how they've keep
The
shrinking over the
data rooms
years.
and server rooms. Yeah.
Yes, it's really interesting to see how they shrink, but yeah, especially over time. But hey, I feel like that's a great move towards the future, and it's definitely, you know, about time. So
It
I'm happy
is.
to hear
It
that.
definitely is. What do you do outside of work, right? Like, I love that you're killing it with Deloitte. I love that your professionalism, your career life is going well. How, I don't want this to feel like an interview, but like,
No. Thank you.
what,
I
like,
appreciate it.
especially because like work-life balance, right? Like, I love to do this outside of work. I love networking. I love talking to people. What's something that's keeping you sane outside of work? Because work is like your
Okay.
whole life.
Yes, exactly. And like I know I emphasize like how I only work 40 hours, and here's the thing. I was working like 70 hours plus at my other job, so I made sure like when I came to this project, like I mean, okay, I can work over 40, but we're only allowed to bill 40. So if you read between the lines, you can kind of see where I'm going with that. But all that to say is I'm also a remote worker, so I literally don't see anyone. In my free time, every single day I try to do something social, and I know that sounds crazy, but like I said, I'm an introvert, and like for many years I did stay home. So, you know, through COVID I realized, okay, girl, I need some hobbies. So I really did a lot of, you know, research. I love going to the gym. I try to go to the gym. And not even like in a fitness way, but like I think it's a social thing. Like I go with a friend or I go on walks. I live in a place right by a nature preserve. So I do a lot of nature walks there, a lot of
We need to
hiking.
go on a walk together. I love
Girl,
hiking. We
yes,
need
hot
to.
girl walks. Yes, listen,
Yes.
I'm all for it. I literally walk all around downtown. Like I'm not only
Oh.
that, I know it's cute. Like I used to live downtown. So I trust me, like especially during COVID when there was no gyms open, I was on a little canal every single day. Like I had
I
to
used
get
to live
those.
downtown too.
No way.
Across Brothers. Like, right there.
Oh my God, you were in the hype, like the hot of it all, girl. I was living in the trenches, okay? I was living on Delaware. Like I was living in like not even okay,
I've
I
had
guess.
multiple places though downtown, so I've
Well,
been
listen,
all around.
I have been all around as well. Like and luckily, like when I found the place that where I am right now, like it's definitely more quiet. I miss the downtown
Right.
but I still miss like the access. One more thing too is that I'm a huge foodie. Like everyone knows, I follow so
Yes.
many IG food pages, it's embarrassing. And I'm like the first people to, I follow a lot of indie bloggers because I don't think Indianapolis is as boring as people say. I think the people are boring. So they post like a bunch of, food places, new bars, pop-up shops, people on the
Indianapolis is up
thrifting
and
app.
coming.
It is, and people don't believe it, but trust me, I'm doing something every single day. So like after this, I'm gonna go downtown. There's a brand new smoothie shop that opened, so I'm gonna go downtown, or it's an acai shop, I guess. But gonna go
Oh, I
downtown
love
after
that.
that.
I
Yes,
love
I'm
that for you.
excited. Thank
That's
you. Thank
exciting.
you.
Do you think you're gonna stay in Indy or what's
That's a great
like moving?
question.
Yeah, like move you're I know people always ask, you guys are remote, like why don't you go anywhere? Like, why don't you move anywhere? Why Indy? And
Oh
it's
my
like,
God, the story of
I
my
know
life.
it's such a big question, right? And I think about it too, because the tech scene is here for sure. The tech scene is here. You kind of have to put yourself out in it, right? Just like you said,
Yes.
big networking. I was always into that. And now I'm just like, let me take a step back, focus on me, network with like people that I really want, like not forced networking, you know?
Yes, trust me. I know all about that. I totally hear you on that. But okay, that's a great question. I think I get asked this, I'm not exaggerating, like probably 4 or 5 times a week because people are literally always like, "What are you doing here?" And then especially when I say like, "Oh, I work for I'm a government contractor, so my team is in DC." And okay, long term, so my family, they actually, so my mom and dad, they live in the suburbs of Chicago, so they're there for the foreseeable future. But I do not want to move back there. And my other option of moving there, moving would be, I've actually really contemplated moving to the DC area. My
I
sister
love
lives
DC.
there.
Oh,
I
love it.
love it. I love it.
Oh
And
my
honestly, I lived there
gosh.
for a summer and with my
Oh, wow.
sister. It was so fun. There's so much stuff to do. And honestly, in the future, it probably will happen, especially for like the way that I want my career to go. Most, if I want to do like in, how do I say this? But essentially, I'm in the government sector, right? So if I want to continue in government work, I probably will have to be closer to the projects, especially for like clearance sake and clearance projects, just the way that the government
Do
works.
you have a
And
clearance
there,
now?
I do have a clearance.
Wow, that's good.
It is really good, and it's very hard to get. People don't like it's not only it's very invasive. Obviously, it's a clearance, but they interview. Not exaggerating, like everyone and their mother, like they interview like neighbors. My neighbor from when I was a kindergarten, like in kindergarten, like when I lived in a, 4 houses ago,
That's
like with
incredible. You got it for this
it's insane.
project?
No, that is another thing I'm telling you. So I did not get it for this project. This project only requires a public trust, which is like pretty much an interview, like that's it. The same background investigation, but someone sent her an email saying like, "Hey, is anyone interested in getting like a sponsored clearance?" And I'm like, "Hell yeah, sign me up!" Like these are so hard to get.
They're
It's hard to
expensive
find
and very
sponsors,
hard.
extremely, and people don't understand that. And also, people, not everyone can pass the government clearance. You have to like go. It's kind of like quite invasive, and they do run like very, very, very in-depth background checks. So like you cannot hide. So that being said, and they're very open. Like if someone had done something in their past, as long as you provide an explanation, they evaluate it. But yeah, hopefully for the future I do move to DC. My sister just got engaged in May. So and she and her fiance live out there. So I'm super, super happy for them. And also my cousins and my mom's side live out there as well, so like all within like 20 minutes of each other. So I do plan on moving out there, especially when my sister may or may not start having children. She's gonna hate me for that because she's like, "I'm not having children anytime soon," but yeah, we'll see. So yeah, like as soon as I become an auntie, I'm definitely about to be over there because I want to be in their lives for sure.
Well,
So
you have a lot of
hopefully,
family there, so that's always
support.
good.
Absolutely.
Do you feel that a company would ever give you the option to move and you would do it anywhere?
Anywhere?
Like
No.
if a job was like, oh, we want to relocate you to so and so, would you do that for work?
Okay, that's a great question. No. It depends on the city. That'll be my answer. Depends on the city because If it was like a general, like would I move for work? I just made a big investment here in Indianapolis, so I probably will not. I just bought a house here, so I thank you, thank you, thank you. Like I don't know if I should say that, but yeah, I did buy I just recently bought a house here, so I am probably gonna be here. Thank you. I know I'm like I didn't really want to say it, but I because I didn't want to sound like a flex, but it's really
Oh,
not.
girl, you better flex. I got my own house too.
Yay,
It's okay.
Stephanie, congratulations. Seriously,
Thank
that's a few
you.
people underestimate the accomplishment. It's very hard. It's extremely stressful, trust me. But yeah, no,
Very
you
stressful.
understand the back
Yeah.
end of it too. So first off, congratulations to you, girl. Like
You
you are
too. Oh
killing
my God, we have
too.
to talk offline. All right.
Yes, we will,
That's
we will, we will, we will.
exciting. Courtney, for our listeners that are maybe career transitioners, right? Or entry level, or even just like us graduating looking for a job. What is your advice of how do they get in?
Now, listen, it's not about what you know, it's about who you know. And I know everyone says that, but it's so true. I was invited to speak at 1150, which is a tech boot camp here in Indianapolis that I went to like a career services fair. So they were able to network with me. And I actually want to plug you in that as well, because I think that you have really good insight on that. But that was one thing I preached to them as well,
1150
especially.
Academy.
Yes,
Yep.
yes.
Yeah, I've worked with
Okay.
them a bunch.
Okay, why were you not at the career services thing? You definitely need to be there next time because they could definitely, you are the pro, you are the expert. So I know that they would love to hear from you. I'm not even being, trying to be too crazy. Like you
You
could, they could
gassing me
definitely
up.
benefit from you. Girl, no, I'm not. I'm telling you the truth. Listen, I don't lie. I will tell you the truth for real because you are the pro. Like I'm telling you inspired me to get into cyber.
Oh, I
I don't say that
appreciate it.
lightly.
I
Yeah, and
know,
you don't
I
even know me. It's
but the
crazy. Like
reason
you really
let's backtrack, Courtney. Tell the people that you joined a webinar. You didn't like you I didn't
Yes.
you know what I mean? Like people who really want to learn just like you and you literally have the drive. You went for it and you did it versus somebody just saying that, right? And I think that's a big advice. And sorry if I'm interrupting you. But I think it's a big
Not at
advice of
all.
you have to put yourself out there.
Yes, you have to put yourself out there. And at immediately after the webinar, I was so nervous, but I'm you probably don't remember this because it was so minimal, but I actually reached out to you after saying like, hey, like I just listened to you on a webinar. Like I'm really excited. I also want to get into cyber too. And you had actually asked me at that point if I want to get into cyber. But at that moment, I was
Was this on
you asked me if,
LinkedIn?
yes, you have to go back, girl. So you asked me if I
Wow.
wanted to be on the podcast, and then I said like, hey, like I have no cyber experience, so like let me hold off on that until I do. And girl, where are we at now? Like literally, this is crazy, crazy.
I
And there was
love
another a
that.
lady too. What was her name? I have her. I can't just can't remember her name, but she was
The one on
from
the
the Mexico
webinar?
office. Yes, ma'am.
Daniela.
Yes. Daniela, yes,
Yes.
Daniela. So I messaged her and I was saying, like, hey, like I'm like, I same similar thing. Like, thank you so much for like talking today. Like, I follow all her stuff. So you post a lot of stuff in terms of like cyber related, like Sophos related stuff. And so I learned from that, so you are a huge influence. And I'll be very honest, the cyber scene in Indianapolis is. And maybe I just don't know the right people, but it's very, very, very minimal. Like you don't see cyber bloggers here. You don't like that you would in like DC or like other major cities. That's for sure. And I know you probably have noticed that as well, but you are
So
like
it's
an influencer.
oh gosh, no.
You are, girl, stop. You are.
I might be inspiring. I don't know if I'm influencing
What
yet.
am I doing here? Like, no, you have influenced me. Dead serious. It's not to take away from the podcast. I mean, from the conversation at all. Like,
Yeah.
seriously, you have
No,
influenced
thank
me, and
you.
I'm
I
just out here just saying
appreciate
it.
it.
Hey, I
I
got
think
you.
it's hard in indie. If anyone has ever been here or seen the tech industry, it's just from my opinion, right? And maybe because we're women, not gonna lie, but it is very minimal, but I think it's very hidden, and I think it's very shy. I mean, in
Yes.
college it was like I had the cybersecurity club. I was always committed to looking for different events for the club. And then after graduating, it was like, there's a few other groups here, like Indie Hackers, Hackers Group, security groups here. Just, you know, I went on Eventbrite and that's really how I found it.
Oh my God. Same here.
Did you do the same? Oh my gosh.
Yes, girl. Yes, because I was interested in doing. I need to talk to people. But then I realized, okay, not to be ageist or sexist or anything, but like it was all a bunch of like 50-year-old men or like 40-year-old men, and being a young girl, it is awkward as hell. And
well, that's what there is. Like, we're not even lying. Like, no, I believe it, and it's kind of intimidating at some points, right? Like, do you want to be in a room with all them? Like, how are they gonna look at you? But I condone the men that are very supportive. I joined a lot of that my first career out of college. I went to the events, I went to the bars full of men.
Wow. Oh my God. And I'm saluting you.
And you know what though, Courtney, they're very sweet. I think it's, you know, when you go in there, you just be your authentic self. And that's something that I've always held on to myself before I got in this career was, I'm not going to change who I am for a job, for a, you know, a team. Let's say, you know, you want to kind of show yourself out. But one advice that I got early in my career from my first manager, Mark, love that man, amazing manager. He said, within every first 6 months of your job, you kill it. You impress them, whatever you do, wherever you go. After that 6 months, you continuously negotiate. As a woman carrying that on, and shout out to all my friends, right? I have a lot of friends who are doing cybersecurity now, and it's crazy. But like, you know, they're realizing you can't just ask for more. You have to do more. You can't just ask without doing. And I think you also see that with your initiative at Deloitte and all the things that you're doing there. You're not doing the bare minimum. You can't get by that.
No way. They would definitely let you, because there's 10 other people waiting for your job outside. So, you know,
exactly.
Definitely, so for your company, it's a huge cyber company.
Right. Yeah. How do you think, what's advice that we can give people that want to stand out, right? Like, let's say, because if you look at the statistics, there's so many jobs right now within security, within tech, and it's like, people are applying and applying and applying, and my friends are even applying, and it's so hard. What advice do you have?
Oh my goodness. I say, and now again, very cliche, just keep trying. Once you get that one that hooks on, you're in. Like, once you're in, you're in. But you have to just keep trying, keep attending networking events, keep, and in the meantime, like while you're, you know, trying for that first cyber job or first tech job, just continue expanding your knowledge skill set, or, you know, try to learn something new so that at the next interview or the next networking event, you have something new to talk about with somebody else. Cause, you know, that's really important. And networking itself is very important. Finding topics, you know, common ground with people is important, especially in a cyber world, you know, in the world of cyber, you have to, like, you know, talk the talk, walk the walk.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
if they know, most people are very nice. I've yet to meet someone who was
right
not, but I'm sure they are out there. But yeah, just keep trying. As first you get your first hook, you're in, like, and then it'll be great from there. So just keep doing whatever you're doing, just hang on.
I love that. That's really good advice. That's good.
Thank you, Stephanie. I appreciate it. No, really, it's hard. It's hard. It's humbling, like we were saying, and people don't realize how hard it is. And not just get a first job in cyber, when a lot of the job descriptions say 3 to 5 years, and it's just like a circle of it's just annoying. But
right,
like I said, like once you get in. Like I was, like I said, I was hired at Deloitte to do analytical work, but since we can pick our project, I was like, maybe I didn't mention that, but I was hired to do, analytical work. So I was like, okay, you know what? Now that I know that I can pick my project, screw that. I am not doing analytical work. I'm not stressing out over code anymore. And I was doing SAS. I was like a SAS programmer. So I was like, I'm never doing this again. And maybe I have PTSD from my last job, but hey. I don't know about that, but yeah, no, once I found out that I can pick my project, I'm like, I'm doing cyber. Like I knew in the back of my mind that I was gonna use this opportunity to do cyber. So yeah, did that, and that's what I'm doing right now.
I love that, and I can't wait to stay in touch to find out where you are in your career and just seeing you do better things and bettering yourself personally and professionally. This was amazing. Courtney, is there anything else that you want our listeners to know about you? Any last few words?
But I will say that, just like I was saying before, for those who are keep trying, keep doing what you're doing, you will get the job. It might take longer than your other friends who are doing finance or accounting, or just try not to get discouraged, although it's very easy to do so. But just keep hanging in there, attend networking events, and just keep trying. It will happen, and just do what you need to do. But no other plugs. If you're interested, you can follow me on LinkedIn.
Yes.
Oh,
Yes.
there you go.
I will add Courtney's LinkedIn if you guys want to connect with her. And yeah, Courtney, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. Everyone, thank you for listening in and stay secure.